views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What if your child could learn from empowering and loving approaches to education? What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Imagine a community of people learning practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. If you find yourself worried about decisions your kids make and are just not getting through, Teaching from the Heart Radio will help you discover new ways to connect with your kids on a heart-based level while guiding you in bringing the fun and inspiration back into parenting. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. Now, here's your host, Julie Kay.
Woo! And happy Monday morning, everyone. How are you all doing in the Northeast? I hope you're safe. I hope you're warm. And if you're snowed in, take advantage of it. Go grab a cup of coffee and tea. Stay with us for the next hour because we have a great show for you today. I'm Julie Kleinhans, your host of Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And boy, let me tell you, since I began this show back in the middle of October, we've had some crazy weather here that we've been dealing with, right? I'm actually coming to you from Eastern Long Island, and wow, all I could really do is sit back and look at what's going on as Mother Nature does her thing, and, you know, first Sandy and now Nemo. So I really do hope you and your loved ones are safe and warm. I hope you have your power. And if you don't, I hope that you have neighbors and people helping you out to stay warm and that you have everything that you need. Today, we have a great show for you, and we're going to help bring your spirits up while you're waiting for things to go back to normal. I know that it's not easy. I know that we're dealing with a lot of people being snowed in, schools are closed, people can't get to their jobs, but as long as you're safe and you have what you need, then that's all that matters. So as we watch this rain coming over here in the Northeast, I mean, it's like about in the mid-40s today, and I could look out my window and see a lot of this rain is melting, so hopefully that will help to get everything back in order. For the rest of the country tuning in on Transformation Talk Radio Network, thanks for being here with us, for tuning in, supporting what we do on this network so we could bring you the leading edge information with our inspiring guests and topics that are sure to inspire you to bring about positive change in your world. If it's the first time you're tuning into my show, welcome. A great, great, great big welcome. I'm Julie Kleinhans, certified life coach and confidence and empowerment coach for teens and young adults and their parents. I'm also the founder of Mind Focus Generation and the creator of the Super Empowerment System for teens and young adults. I invite you to go check out my website to learn more about me and the work I do with parents, kids, educators at mindfocusgeneration.com. And while you're there, sign up for my newsletter. And you'll also receive my free gift to you, which is a 30-day creation planner, which will guide you and your kids to becoming a deliberate creator in your own life so you can experience more of what you do want in your life and much less of what you don't want. This free creation planner is a great way to guide your kids and also yourself in raising your vibration through imagination, through uplifting thoughts, words, and actions. It'll help you apply universal laws in your daily life in a way that makes it fun and easy, and also fun and easy for teens and young adults. I'm all about supporting parents, teachers, kids in the community, so get in contact with me. Let me know what's going on with you within your schools, within the community, so I can bring you more of what you want. That is mindfocusgeneration.com. Well, one of the things that always pumps me up to talk about is possibilities. I love talking about possibilities. And, you know, possibilities get us to think about what if. in a positive way. What if I could do this? What if it worked out even better than I can imagine? And I love talking to young people in this way, because let me tell you, unfortunately, we've been programmed in our society by our schools and all of that to approach things from a place of obstacles, of problems. And our society is not really approaching it from a way of possibilities. And I remember being a kid and feeling so frustrated, right? I was a teen. I felt frustrated because everything I looked at in the future was a roadblock. And this really set me back, because I was convinced that nothing really was worth going after. You know, nothing I wanted really was able to come about. The things I thought I might be interested in pursuing for a career, a future, I saw roadblocks. And I was told by counselors, guidance counselors, and some teachers, you know, the obstacles and how things would be different, and there wouldn't be possibilities, there wouldn't be jobs available in certain fields, and how my grades weren't high enough to get whatever it is that I wanted. And then when I became a high school teacher, I saw this pattern being repeated by many. And now I want to say not all, I'm not blaming teachers or counselors, I'm not bashing them here, but many adults that guide kids do talk to them in terms of obstacles and what's not possible. And that's only because they were brought up in a way that looks at problems and looks at roadblocks and solution and obstacles as the way life is, right? But I'm going to tell you here that there is another way. What if there is another way? What if we could talk about the possibilities with our kids? And that's one of the things that I love doing with the kids that I mentor. And when I was in high school, when I taught them, they loved talking about the possibilities, okay? They're inspired by it. And my guest today totally gets that. She's one of the best at doing this work. In fact, she's often referred to as the play lady. How cool is that, right? So she knows how to reach kids on a level that they understand. Ann Maxwell is a child and play family therapist and an access consciousness facilitator. She's known as the play lady by many of the children with whom she works, and as the kid whisperer, how cool is that, by some of her colleagues. She was trained traditionally as a child and play and family therapist. She has over 20 years of experience in working with kids of all ages and with all kinds of adults and families. And she's been trained by some of the very best in her field and has worked in a variety of settings. Knowing that there was more to children than her trainings led her to believe, she discovered access consciousness, which gave her the tools and processes to use to empower her clients to know what they know and to have whatever change they would like to have in their lives. And the results have been magical, phenomenal, and just simply amazing. She is described by some as being outside the box. I just love it. And guess what? She totally is. So welcome to the show, Anne.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And what a great introduction, and what great stuff you do with these kids, Julie. I love hearing about how you got there and your past and learning about all the programs that you have, and they just sound amazing. What would it take for us to have way more people like you out there, and me and other people like us who really get it about kids?
Right, Anne? You know, yeah. It's just so exciting, and that's why I'm just so pumped up to have you here for this hour to talk to you. And I know, you know, we that 15 minutes at the beginning of the show were really quick, and we have a couple minutes before break. But I want to start and put this out there before break. You know, so many times as parents, educators, or even as experts working to help solve issues that our kids are having, we're told that something's wrong with our kids, right? But you're here today to ask another question, and that is, what if there is nothing wrong with your kids? What if there is nothing wrong with your kids? I mean, most people don't think this way, you know, but they found the way that you ask questions to be so liberating and so free, not only for yourself, but for the clients that you work with. So when we come back, I want you to tell me about how you began asking questions like, what if nothing was wrong with your kids? How you became the play lady, what it means for your clients, and the things that you see happening when you use the simple approach of access consciousness. So we're going to take a short break, everyone. Please don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Get all cozy and warm because Ann Maxwell is going to knock your socks off with the realm of possibilities. Stay tuned, everyone.
Impossible, they forgot. This world keeps spinning and with each.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861 or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRnetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
On Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, my amazing and absolutely fun, yes, fun guest is Anne Maxwell, and she's known as the Play Lady, as which to me is just so wonderful. I love all things play, all things about possibilities, and that is who my guest is today. That's what she's about. So, Anne, before we get into our juicy conversation about possibilities in kids, can you let our listeners know how they could get in contact with you and learn more about you?
Yes, absolutely. My website is www.childfamilyplaytherapy.com, and my email address is ann@childfamilyplaytherapy.com. Those would
awesome.
Be the best ways to get a hold of me. And then also on the Access Consciousness website, www.accessconsciousness.com, and click onto the facilitators link and find my name.
Wonderful. So before break, we were talking about the question, what if there is nothing wrong with your kids? Because so many of us, parents, teachers, adults, educators, whatever, we hear from so many experts or whoever that there are problems with our kids, things we need to solve, but you approach it from a totally different consciousness, and that is, what if there's nothing wrong with your kids? So can you tell us what helped you to point your thinking in this direction? How did you change and begin asking questions? Well, what if there's nothing wrong with your kids?
You know, the tools of Access Consciousness really gave me the means to connect to something that I have always known. I've been in this business for about 20 years as a therapist, and I've worked in a variety of settings with kids of all ages, from residential treatment to outpatient to inpatient psych units. And the thing that has always struck me all along is that people do the best they can with the information and the tools they have available to them at the time. And then also, what if behavior is actually a form of communication? And if all of that were true, then who are we to judge whether things are right or wrong or good or bad about people or about kids? What if there's a different space and a different way to be like that? And when I discovered Access Consciousness and some of the questions and some of the ideas about like getting out of judgment and into a space of giving people permission to be who they are, everything really shifted for me. And what I found about kids is that when I ask the question to parents and I ask the question to the kids, like, what if there's nothing wrong with you? And what if there's nothing wrong with your kids? They look at me and everything just shifts a little bit different. And then the next question is, what if they really are different? And what if there's nothing wrong with that? What if that difference is something that you can celebrate? And what would it take? How can you use that to your advantage? Because so many of the kids that, quote, get in trouble or are, quote, problems in our world today, what if they really are actually different and they're just struggling with how to communicate that difference?
Mm.
And, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the things that was really clear to me as a teacher, because I was a mentor one-on-one with, quote, unquote, problem children, you know, problem students.
Right.
That's how they were labeled. And I would tell them, well, I see you as amazing and beautiful, and you have so much to offer this world. But they didn't believe it because they were labeled as, you know, something is wrong with this child, probably since, you know, early on when they stepped into school, because they didn't conform to what this box was that we were trying to fit everyone in. And they felt a little different or, you know, that they couldn't conform. So like you said, I love how you say, what if their behavior is just a form of communication? And I truly believe that they're trying to tell us, like, hey, here I am, but you're telling me to fit the, you know, I'm a round peg and you're trying to a square peg fitting into this round hole, and that's just not working for me.
Right. And it seems as if the generations that are coming through, and I see it even with the babies and the toddlers that are coming through, are so unwilling to be forced to be somebody that they're not. They're just saying, doesn't work for me, not doing that, right? And so it's really not a question of becoming a doormat and laying down and letting everybody walk all over you as an adult or as a teacher or as a parent. But what if kids could be given, and adults too, how many of us are there out here who had similar experiences growing up, right?
Right.
But what if people could be given permission to be who they are and then given the tools so that they could actually function out in this reality, out in this world, you know, so they can get along at work and get along at school and have more of what they would like to have in their lives and have it be so much easier on them without becoming somebody that they're not. That's like the key thing, right?
Oh yeah. And I mean that feeling of acceptance, like it screams from me, woohoo, I could be who I am, you know.
Yeah,
and I think that's
exactly
what these kids want. So yeah, you know, how do you find it helping kids and families, these tools that you work with? Maybe you want to start with some of your favorite tools and then talk about how these access tools are helping the kids and families you work with.
Awesome. So one of my favorite tools is really to ask questions, and from my perspective and from the perspective of Access Consciousness, questions are not designed to come up with answers. So there's no right or wrong answer. There's no good or bad anything. When you ask a question, the question is really designed to create an awareness about the way things actually are, and when that awareness is created, all of a sudden you get the sense that there are other possibilities out there and that there are other choices that you can make. So you notice what happened when we asked the question, like, what if there's nothing wrong with your kids? The space that creates is like, oh, my God. And then if there was nothing wrong with them, what would they be, right?
Right. And that makes you – go ahead.
So back to the question again. This is just a really specific deal. But a question with it's not a statement with a question mark at the end of it. It's a question. It creates the awareness. So what do you want for dinner? Julie, is that a statement with a question mark at the end of it or a question? It's actually a statement with a question mark at the end of it, right? Because it presupposes, A, that you're hungry,
right,
B, that you're going to eat, and C, that it's going to be in the form of dinner. Are
right,
you hungry?
Right.
Is a question. So it's along the lines of, like, are you hungry, or what if there was nothing wrong with your kids? And if there was nothing wrong with them, what would they be? And when you ask that, you can just feel the space that opens up. It's like, oh, my God, what would they be? Okay, mad about this, or struggling with this, or wanting to be able to communicate this, that, and the other, or having an awareness about something but not knowing how to express that, or whatever, right?
Right, right. So
yeah.
When I think about this, when you're asking the question without needing an answer, and you're opening up to the possibilities, and you're open up to the space of endless possibilities, and with the work I do with the law of attraction, this is what I understand to it. You're becoming the vibrational match to the possibilities. Rather than looking at what can happen, you're like, oh, wow, what if nothing was wrong with my kids? And you start feeling like, wow, acceptance, peace, and all of these wonderful things. So now you're becoming a vibrational match to what it is that you really want.
Right. And the thing also, what if there was nothing wrong with him? Doesn't that put you as the adult out of the role of having to fix them?
Exactly.
Into the space of, oh, okay, so what would you like?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Which is such a different space. So, right, if kids weren't problems, then for all of us adult problem solvers, it sort of puts us out of a job, which is awesome, which is what the kids want, and which is something that I was secretly really thrilled about, right? Not having to view the kids on my caseload and the families as problems anymore.
Right.
But
right.
What if you actually really do create your own life? And what if there's nothing wrong with it? And so to get out of the right and wrong and into another space is, how's it working for you? Like, on a really pragmatic, really practical level, that's a question that I ask both kids and parents. Like, how's it working for you? And if it's not working for you anymore, what else is out there? Like, what are the possibilities? What else could you choose?
And I love that, because the way we are traditionally brought up in schools is to look and force our way into the solution by thinking with our logical mind saying, well, this isn't going to work, so what else? And it's exhausting. And for a young person that's told, well, this isn't going to work, they give up a lot of times. And they just come to the assumption that life is too difficult, life is too hard, because they're presented with all of these obstacles. But this puts it in a different way. And again, like for me, when I ask these questions, just not even needing to know the answer, just settling into that peace and being open totally shifts my energy. And that, I believe, is what really helps you to attract what is in your highest good and attract what it is that is a fun possibility, just a possibility for you to take another road, another way, another path.
Cool. One of my favorite questions, too, when people are presented with obstacles, like any time there's an obstacle, there's really an inherent judgment about it, that there's a rightness about something and a wrongness about something else, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what if that's actually not true? And one of the questions that you can ask is, what would it take for this to... So one of the questions that you can ask the kids that I do all the time when they say, well, I can't do blah, 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 I say, so what do you know about that, actually? Tell me what you know about that. What do you know about your school? What do you know about your teacher? What do you know about your mom and dad?
And that's a great question. What do you know about it? Yeah. When we come back, we're gonna talk about what you know about that. Okay. So it's time for break again. We'll be back in a couple minutes. So everybody hang on. Stay tuned. What do you know about that?
Impossible, they forgot. This world keeps spinning, and with each new day.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome back to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And today we just have such a fun show. We're talking all things possibilities, and my guest, Ann Maxwell, is the master of it. And before break, we were talking about obstacles, and I know that parents and young people are faced with so many obstacles out there. They're coming to me with questions about bullying. What do I do about bullying? What do I do because my child feels like she doesn't fit in? What do I do? I'm really scared and frustrated about this. This is showing up as an obstacle, but Anne, you have other ways of approaching things like bullying. What do you do? What's the question you ask? How do you handle this?
So can I tell you just a quick story? The thing about bullying is really a form of judgment. And so have you noticed that any time that you judge something or somebody judges you, that it really creates more and more of that? But the thing about judgment is that it's not possible to judge somebody unless you're either being it or doing it. So when somebody bullies you, it's always about them, and it's never about you, right? And
right.
So this little guy came into my office. He's 10 years old, and he was really sad. And I said, "What's up?" And he said, "So-and-so told me I look like a hippo." Well, he's a pretty skinny guy, and I started to laugh, and I said, "Can I show you a picture of a hippo?" And he goes, "No." And I said, "Okay, so tell me what this other kid looks like. Is he kind of skinny, or is he kind of medium, or is he kind of chunky?" And he leans way forward towards me, and he looks me right in the eye, and he says, "He's really chunky." And I said, "Right, so who's the hippo? You or him, right?" And it's one of my favorite stories about bullying, because it's always about the person who's bullying.
Mm.
And so whatever the feeling is or the sense that the person on the receiving end of the bullying is getting, what if they could actually view that as just information about the person who's doing the bullying? So one of the really cool questions that you can ask is the question that we ended at the end. What I ask the kids who are bullied is, what do you know about this other kid? And what do you know about... So a longer version of the question is, what do you know about Joey, if Joey's the one who's bullying? What do you know about Joey that you're pretending not to know or denying that you know, that if you could acknowledge it would change everything? And that's a totally illogical, non-left brain kind of question that really is designed to stir up the energy of all that.
Mm.
And the thing that happens with bullying is that the recipient feels really bad. But once they can perceive that feeling of badness and inadequacy actually doesn't belong to them, that it belongs to the bullier, then it frees them to step into a different space of, oh, he's just doing his thing again, right?
Right. Well, he's really sad, or he's trying to take attention off of him and
things
like that.
Right, or he feels really stupid, or he feels inadequate, mm-hmm. he feels like people laugh at him, he feels, however that works. So another question that kids can ask is, who does that belong to? Right? And it's almost like the kids that we're talking about, they're almost like radio towers where they just pick up everybody else's thoughts, feelings, and emotions.
Oh, yeah.
Just like that. And so when they experience something really intensely, isn't it true that really what they think that it's theirs? But what
right.
if it's actually not? And so one of the questions that they can ask is, who does that belong to? Is that mine or someone else's? And if you ask those questions, who does that belong to? Is this mine or someone else's? And you feel even the slightest lightning, even just this shift of being lighter, guess what? It's not yours. And then you can just send it back, return to sender, just send it back.
Right.
And it's just a way of separating, of identifying or being able to know what's actually yours and what's not. It's that idea of perceiving as opposed to being, right?
Right, absolutely. And here's a good one. This is something that a lot of parents want to know and how to handle this. You're a high school kid, you're a teenager, and school's just not your thing. You're maybe a C student, and by what the way schools are designed, and you're supposed to get better grades if you want to be a success in life, to get into a better college, to get a better job. And I have seen, and this would make me so frustrated as a teacher, because I saw the greatness in so many of these kids that just care less about school, but their greatness was cut down by the belief that if I don't get a C plus B or A, I'm never going to be able to be successful. And they carry that with them. What do you say to kids like that? What do you ask kids and parents that think that they can't be successful because their grades just don't cut it?
I ask them, is that true? Is that true for you? And what's the value of the grades?
Okay, so...
Right, and how's it working for you? The thing that's so cool about these questions is that people get to move from this space of being obligated to do stuff they don't want to do and feeling the necessity of getting good grades. And one of the things that I love doing is facilitating them moving into a space where they can actually choose for themselves whether they want to do it or not, right?
So if the kid answers that, well, you know, it's because, I can't be successful. The school is saying that I can't get, my SAT scores are too low.
Right. So my response would be, is that true? And is that something that you care about?
Well, I care about it because the school tells me that I'm not going to be able to get into a good college.
So one of the things one of the other tools that I love is your point of view creates your reality. Your reality doesn't create your point of view, but your point of view creates your reality. So if you have that point of view about you and about the way things are, then that's actually what you're creating. But what if there was a different point of view out there? And what if you could start asking some questions? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Shift into I'm a victim into I'm actually the creator of my life.
Right.
Cool.
And is it possible that there are other people out there in this world, in this country, that were really bad at school and just could not get good grades on the SATs that are more successful than people that got really high grades?
It's right, like, exactly.
Oh, gee, wait. There's so many people
like
out
Richard
there.
Richard Branson, and I mean, there's all kinds of Albert Einstein. There's all kinds of people out there that didn't do great on that kind of stuff. But it really goes back to the there's something wrong with me and sort of the focus on everything is wrong and everything that's not right as opposed to everything that is. And if SAT scores are something that you're really interested in raising, then the question might be, what would it take? What would it take for my scores to be higher?
Right.
Like, what would I have to do? What would be required of me in order to do that?
Right.
And it shifts them into the space of choice. Okay, I could actually choose to do that.
Right. Or not. So it's like, yes, if I choose to do it, then I'm making that decision. It's my choice. But or not, hey, it's not that important to me, and there's another path. So let's shift to a new line of questions about what's possible.
And what do you And then what do you love to do? Right. If you didn't have your parents' point of view and your teacher's point of view and the counselor's point of view about what your life needs to look like, if you could actually create your own life, which you can, what would it look like? Right.
Right. Right. Go ahead.
And then what's required? What's the first step?
Right.
What else could you do? And what else could you do?
Because all of these kids, like you said, these kids that are here, they're feisty and they're like, I am not doing business as usual. I'm here to change this. And we can support them as parents, educators, as adults, by helping to shift our consciousness into the realm of possibilities. I mean, wow, what are these kids going to create 10, 20 years down the road? This world is going to rock.
Right? Absolutely. They're just amazing. Absolutely amazing. And one of the things that, you know, for kids that think really differently, one of the things that I really like to ask them is, what if you didn't need to change who you were? What if you could hold that space? But what if you could tap into other people's realities and other people's worlds to the extent that it would make it easier on you? So that if you, for example, in math, if you can get the answer instantly, but you can't explain your work and your teacher thinks you're cheating, what is it that your teacher requires to hear from you in order to know that you're not cheating, right? To get out of the, I'm just going to quit. They're just blah, blah, blah. On a really practical level, what do they require to know about how you think and about how you got there? And if you can't explain it, then what if you could describe the first piece and then the next piece and then the next piece, right? What if these kids aren't linear? They're like a
right.
Like they're not linear. They don't think if this then that. They think tink 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 all like all over the map, and they just function differently.
Right,
and
right.
So one of the things that I'd love to do is to give them the tools so that they don't have to become somebody who thinks linearly, but so that they can actually describe how they function enough to somebody who does think linearly so that they actually get what they would like, right?
Right. Oh, this is brilliant. I love it. I love it. When we come back, we're going to talk about more tools and more ways that we can support the young kids and you as parents and the adults in the lives of these precious, amazing children out there. So stay tuned. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Impossible, they forgot. This world keeps spinning, and with each new day, I can feel a change in everything.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Back on Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And I invite you to connect with me on my website, mindfocusgeneration.com, to learn about the work I'm doing with teens, young adults, parents. While you're there, sign up for my newsletter. You'll receive a free gift. It's a daily creation planner. It will assist you, your teen, and the young adults in your life to create life deliberately, to create life consciously on a day-to-day basis. It's all about teaching young people to focus the mind on what they desire to be, do, and have in this life, because it is possible and it's exciting and it's fun. So if you want to know how you can become more of a deliberate creator in your life and how your kids can do the same, I challenge you to go and do it for yourself by downloading my free gift to you on my website, www.mindfocusgeneration.com. And if you have any questions while you're on my website, just click the contact little tab at the top and you could send me your question. And today's guest, Ann Maxwell, I mean, I'm having such a great time talking to you about possibilities. Ann Maxwell is known as the Play Lady, and she just has so much information to share with you. And she has a special offer. I think you should all check it out, because it can, and it will, if you apply it, change your life into a whole new strata. And tell us what you have for our listeners and how they can access it.
So what I would love to do is to offer to all of you an hour on a telecall or on the telephone with me, so that I can answer your questions, and so we can sort of see what to create from there, right, together. The kinds of things that I'm doing are not done in very many places, and they're so incredibly effective. And one of the things that we could do on the telecall is I could give you some more like really practical tools, or listen to questions that you might have specifically about yourselves or about your kids or whatever. But what I would love to do is offer you a time with me on the phone to explore some of these possibilities further.
Oh, I love it. So how can they get to sign up for this teleseminar? Because I know the people out there, they charge really good money to get in contact with an expert, and you're offering this for free to our listeners. So really help them get to that place so they could take advantage of it, because it's going to change everything in their world.
You know, I am like, let me see. I think that what they do is they go to www.childfamilyplaytherapy.com and then /freetelecall.html. So that's www.childfamilyplaytherapy.com/freetelecall.html.
Okay, so that's freetele call.com?
Yep.
Okay.
childfamilyplaytherapy.com/freetelecall, all one word, .html. And it's just for listeners. Nobody else has this link, so it's just for you guys, anybody who's interested. I would love to have you on the telecall, and it's really an opportunity to move beyond where the radio show went today and to talk about anything that's come up for you since then regarding your kids or your practice or your teachings or your family or anything.
This is great because it gives everybody the chance, the opportunity during this telecall to tell you what their situation is so you can give them the tools by asking these questions. And then they could see, all right, let's put it to work in my life and see how dramatically their life can and quickly shift from one place of obstacles to another of possibilities and flow.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm really interested in hearing from you guys about what would be helpful for you, like in terms of sort of next steps, like maybe telecalls or in-person classes or whatever, because I am so about getting this word out there and getting the tools into the hands of as many people as I possibly can, right, to change as many of these kids' and families' lives as we can. It's like awesome.
Right, because the thing is, you know it's possible. I know it's possible. We're seeing it in the lives of people that we work with, kids that we work with, families that we work with. But it may be that you that are sitting here listening to this show, you've been faced with a lot of obstacles with your family, with yourself, and that's understandable because you weren't given the tools. You weren't given the guidebook, you know. I wasn't until I stumbled on work like this in my own life, and the same thing may be for you and many listeners out there. So, you know, step into this world, step into the possibilities, and see what it does for you.
Yes, and my question, Julie, thank you so much for saying that, because as to the parents and the teachers and all the adults out there, I would ask you the same question, like, what if there's nothing wrong with you? Right?
Mm-hmm.
What if you've done everything that you knew possible to do with the tools and the information that you had available at the time? And what if there's nothing wrong with that? And if it's not working for you, what if there really are other questions that you could ask and other choices that you could make and other possibilities that are out there? Right?
I love it.
So to get out of any, I can just feel it, that like people going, oh, I'm a rotten parent, or oh, I never did that, or blah, blah. It's like, what if you could not do that to yourself? What if you did not judge yourself and just say, I did the best I could, and start asking questions like, what else is possible? And what
else
could I be?
Thank you so much for saying that, because the one thing that's the common thread with anybody that's trying to do a better job is that we beat ourselves up. We think, well, this person is getting it. What's wrong with me? I'm not getting it. I tried this. I tried that. And that type of thinking, that vibration, staying at that level is what keeps us stuck. It's not because there's anything wrong with us. It's just because we're staying in that consciousness, in that level of there's something wrong with me. So again, the universe, law of attraction, is going to show you what's wrong with you based on the level of thinking that you're vibrating at. And not that there is anything wrong with you, but your brain is scanning for information at that level of consciousness.
So I have an awesome tool to get out of that, which is a question. There are two questions. What if I weren't wrong?
Okay.
And then the next question is, if I weren't wrong, what would I be?
So quickly say that once again.
What if I, the first question is, what if I weren't wrong, or what if this weren't wrong? And then the next question is, if I weren't wrong, what would I be? Or if this weren't wrong, the fact that my kid's flunking school, if this weren't wrong, what would it be? And it just shifts you into a totally different space, like out of judgment and into more clarity about what's actually going on, right?
I love it. And thank you so much. Really quick, we have a few seconds here. Your website one more time.
www.childfamilyplaytherapy.com.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening. I hope everyone in the Northeast that's without power, that's snowed in, that You get what you need as soon as possible. Stay warm, stay safe. Thank you for tuning in. Everyone go to Ann's website and check out her special offer at childfamilyplaytherapy.com/freetelecall.com. And next
week. Hotmail, HTML.
Oh, dot HTML. I'm sorry.
Right.
Okay.
That's okay.
And next week, we are going to have Ellen Hayakawa here. She'll be talking about the spiritual gifts that each of our children possess. This is a show that you don't want to miss. Next time, next week, same time, Monday, 9 a.m. Eastern. Everyone have a great week, and we'll see you back here next week.
You've been listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. Heartfelt learning, transforming young lives. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay and how heartfelt learning is transforming young lives, visit mindfocusgeneration.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.